That's a little Trish Murphy playing Boots, which seems very appropriate before we talk to Mona Abel. And before we even talk to Mona Abel, there are people walking in looking for her, for crying out loud.
That's what happens when you're a former go-go dancer and self-proclaimed mayor of Side Lake and a recipe diva, cookbook author, and just all-around party gal. People show up, throngs.
It's a hard job, and somebody's got to do it. It has to be me, I guess.
Yes. So
I have to be on this.
This is Mona Maiten and Abel we're talking with this morning. I gave him your phone number. Is that okay? Because I could
I could
wrestle him before he leaves.
I went to high school with him, and he looks a lot older than me.
He does.
You can tell, right, yeah. Well, I'm so glad to visit with you guys again.
Yes.
I'm not there.
Yes.
Sorry.
But you will be in town soon. We'll find out more about that. But I want to talk about this book, Let's Party, because there's something about a local cookbook that is so much more. And you've really expanded on, sure, you get a million recipes in here, but you've got fun tidbits about life up here. And I'm going to tell you, I sure appreciate the recipes for things like Jello shots and drinks. That sounds.
I knew you'd like that. You got my cookbook, right?
I sure did. I think I got it the next day. Thank you so much for that. So, let's talk a little bit about beverages, if we will. Do you have a favorite? Because I mean, I'm looking at things. Let's see: rum chata, salted caramel martini, rosé punch, basil grande martini. I mean, these sound really good.
Well, the basic one, you know, that Iron Rangers all love is the Bulldogs.
Okay.
Now, I don't drink those anymore.
Why?
Wait a minute, what happened?
What happened?
It didn't happen to me, but I've seen it happen to other people, of course, you know, what happens to them. So I would normally have one on the 4th of July, and I thought, no, I'm not going to do that. I'll just stick to my plain old vodka. But everybody loves the Bulldog recipe in there. That's a classic Bulldog recipe.
Is that a picture of you and Evel Knievel in that book?
No, I had nothing to do with Evel Knievel. Was there a recipe in there for Evel?
No.
Well, no, but right next to the Bulldog recipe, it kind of looks like you and Evel Knievel.
Oh, that one. Oh,
yeah.
That was a little party I had at my house, and my neighbor came down, and that was my snowmobile suit from the 70s he's wearing. My friend Joey. Yeah, when they come to my house, they know exactly where their costumes are in the closet. And they go in there after a while and just decide to put the costume on, and I pass out hats for my hat room. And that's what happens here. You never know.
Mona, what's the secret to happy life, for crying out loud? We need some tips.
Well, I just try to be as happy as I can all the time. Now, it's not always easy, but sometimes I'll get a little thing that I get a little depressed for maybe 5 minutes, and I go, snap out of it. Just snap. You have to talk to yourself and say, snap out of it.
Oh my.
What's wrong with you?
No,
you just
John.
Have to keep on.
Yeah. John, she mentioned the Bulldog. I just want to say what the Bulldog recipe is, and then we'll move on to food, okay?
Okay.
Crushed ice, vodka, cream de coco, Kahlua, a squirt of Coke, a squirt of charged water, and then heavy whipping cream.
Oh my God.
But I forgot the part as the three. Nuts in there.
Filberts?
The Italians, it has to be odd number of hazelnuts. So it's like three hazelnuts.
Because you have to be odd to drink it, or what?
I think you have to be Italian. I'm not sure.
My friend
Joey was a bartender at Bimbo's out here, and he got hollered at by the boss for putting too many filberts in the Bulldogs.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that was not good. Got hollered at.
Okay, so I don't even know when we met, but I know that I have gotten to hang out with you before when you make the pasties.
Oh.
And you've got a recipe in here for the English pasty. It is your grandmother's and your mother's recipe. What makes it so good?
I don't know what it is. I think it's a lot of work. And people say, I'd like you to make some pasties for me. I said, they'll be $100 each.
Yeah.
That's it. But it takes 2 days. I do the prep work, and then I work on the second day. And it just takes a long time, but it's just so worth it. And we all get, a lot of times you get heartburn.
Yeah.
Some people get heartburn from the lard and the pastry.
Mm-hmm.
Is there?
But We still eat them. It doesn't matter.
Is there rutabaga in your recipe? Or
yeah.
Is that, yeah, okay.
Yeah, the English use rutabaga, and the Finns use carrots.
No.
And some put both.
Right.
Have you ever had a large pasty, or are they all pretty much about the same size? And
I make them the same size. We all make them the same size, yeah. The size of a large plate, probably, the pastry.
So is lard...
Then you flip it over, yeah.
Yeah. Is lard the ticket? Lard's the secret to a good one?
Yes, yes.
Wow. Now, I don't know if you know this, but there's a first annual pasty festival coming up in Mountain Iron.
Oh, I'm gonna have to check on that.
Yeah, I'm gonna look here, and I'll let you know when it is.
Yeah,
you might want to check it out because they have, you could run. There's a kind of a Mrs. Rutabaga contest.
Oh, she's a
oh shoot. For God's sake! She's
and a... Rutabaga bowling will be going on as well.
Oh my heavens! Oh, that sounds lots of fun. I gotta check that out.
Yeah, it's One of the things that we were at staff meeting yesterday, we were looking through your cookbook and having a great time, and it brought back a lot of memories. And I thought you were just pulling our leg because you have a recipe in here for Velveeta fudge, and I thought she's teasing, but sure enough, Sarah on our staff, she makes it all the time. It sounds terrible.
What
that
is it?
Good.
What
it's
is
Velveeta.
It? But fudge?
Well, the chocolate overtakes the taste of the Velveeta. It's just the texture of it, apparently.
It makes it really smooth.
Yeah.
So where did you get all these skills from, your mom?
Yeah, and my grandmother.
Oh, yeah.
And as you know, your family, you have to cook for your family, and I was always interested in new recipes and entertaining. I love to entertain. So I'm always looking for new and fun things to make.
So do you ever doctor up some of your old recipes?
I've morphed them, they call it, when you morph something into another recipe type of thing. I've done that, yeah.
Hmm. Now the Pasty Festival is coming up October 5th, and it's the first annual Iron Range Pasty Festival. It's at 3 o'clock.
That's a great idea to do.
Yeah. And there's a scavenger hunt, Mrs. Rutabaga
Mrs.
head
Rutabaga.
Contest. So I don't know what that means.
What? Head contest?
Mrs. Rutabaga head contest.
I'll have to come up with a hat.
Yeah.
Get out of a rutabaga.
There we go.
Yeah.
She's also got family stuff in this book, her cookbook, Let's Party. She's got a letter that she wrote after your mother gave birth to your little sister, Patrice.
Yes.
Do you want to hear a little bit of it, John?
I do.
Go ahead.
Dear Mama, how are you? Are you very skinny? What can we name our baby? Patrice is a cute name. It means royal. Dagmar, that's cute. This is the cutest names, I think.
Dagmar?
Eileen, Cleopatra, Bathsheba, Deborah, and Lana. Are you sure you're getting out Saturday? I hope so. We can have spaghetti and hamburgers for supper. That's the best I can spell. I just can't wait until you get home. I just love cooking.
Did she say Sheba?
Bathsheba.
Bathsheba.
That was a possibility.
The Bible.
Or Cleopatra.
And are you skinny? You're asking if she was skinny?
She said,
I was 11 years old when I wrote that.
She said, Daddy made hamburgers tonight. Boy, were they good. We forgot to take the hamburgers out of the freezer. Boy, they were frozen stiff. We had to put them in the oven. Well, so long. I got to go to bed now.
I know. I can't believe I saved that and found it.
Ugh.
But then I'm talking and I thought, oh my gosh, I forgot to put this story in. I forgot to put that story in. How come I forgot all these stories? There's way too many stories.
So Mona, I want to ask you a question because we have a lot of chefs and we have a lot of books on cooking and things like that. And I don't know if you're a master of making a good hamburger, but Heidi, I swear we've had people on that say never press down a hamburger on a griddle. Is that true?
That's true. You're not supposed to do that.
Why?
Well, you're supposed to just make a dent in the top, to push your finger in the top to press it down in the middle. And when you put it on the grill, it apparently will cook more even, apparently. Now, I just heard something that somebody that they fry up their hamburgers, but then they put it in butter. Put it in butter, you know, turn it and put it in butter. Now, that might make it really good.
I do. I actually do that.
Do you?
Yeah, I actually do that.
See? Yeah.
Wow.
But there's something about going to a county fair or a state fair and seeing that short order cook just smashing those hamburgers down. That's kind of fun to see, but Obviously not good.
Stray away from that. We also had a, we have a big quandary since yesterday about best way to make corn on the cob. Do you have a answer to that?
Yeah.
Well, you know, the thing is when you're doing a crowd, you buy a new cooler, a clean cooler, and you pour boiling water in there and you put the corn on the cob, of course, taking everything off of it, and put it in there and put the cover on it, and it just, it's done, I don't know, in a half hour or 40 minutes, something. And so it's for a big crowd.
So you're putting boiling water in a cooler.
And then put the corn in there.
Well, but just say you don't do
this
that.
This is for a crowd.
That's for a crowd. But Mona, just say you're going to have friends over and you're going to make 8 ears of corn. Do you put it in boiling water for like 2 minutes or what's the technique?
Yeah, that's it.
That's it.
Yep.
Do you salt the water?
I put a little sugar in the water.
Oh, my God.
So Julie Crabb said earlier, so all right.
What's the sugar do?
Just sweetens it up. That's all. A little bit more. That's all.
Huh. Okay, so Mona, your new book is called Let's Party. You're going to be in Grand Rapids coming up next Wednesday from 11 to 1 at the Forest Lake Restaurant.
Right.
How else can people get the book or what?
Okay, I'm also going to be at the Village Bookstore.
Okay.
On Friday, September 6th,
okay.
From 4 to 6 at the Village Bookstore. And if they can't get to the Forest Lake, they can go into my, they can go to monascookbooks.com, and it's all set up for PayPal to order it through that. Or the old-fashioned way, if they want to just go into my website, Mona@monascookbooks.com, my email address.
Okay.
And do it the old-fashioned way, too, if they want to do that.
Man, listen to you. You're all hip and ready to go with the website.
There's lots to do, let me tell you.
Yeah. Anything, any other recipe before we go, John?
I do. I see a picture of the pancake. What's the perfect pancake for you?
There's a recipe in there for, there's a panna cotta that's very good, the Finnish pancake.
Mm-hmm.
That you put in a cast iron,
skillet.
Skillet, yeah, and a lot of butter, and then you pour the batter in, and it's hot, and it puffs up. That's really the best.
Hmm.
And you put it. Is that go in the oven?
No.
Uh huh.
Oh, it goes in the oven.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Uh huh.
Okay.
So yeah, so I've been having a great time. I've sold a lot of books. I've been here, there, all over the place, and meeting old friends that I haven't seen for a very long time. And like my old friend Jacob's in there.
He's still here. He's hoping to show up. on the back you have an explanation of Sisu. What does that mean?
Yes. Sisu. Sisu.
Sisu.
That's strength, guts, determination. Strength.
Okay, so.
And a lot of people, it goes back to the Finnish people. But that can be anyone that gets through. Because, you know, gets through tough times with strength and perseverance.
Nice.
Hmm.
That would be me.
Yes, it would be you.
You aren't kidding. So, Mona, tonight, it's going to be tonight. What's going to be the cocktail of choice tonight? Do you have one?
I have my own.
Okay.
What is it?
Well, I drank all of the Smirnoff mango passion fruit from the state of Minnesota. And then Iowa, I cleaned Iowa out of this, and it's something that was made and was discontinued in 2013. So I found a friend that was in Iowa, so she started bringing up this stuff for me. But I like a vodka with a flavor to it, so I just drink Smirnoff Orange. Or what is really better is that Three Olives.
Oh my God! And are we talking just straight?
No, I drink it with orange splash. Orange water. Well, my little bars out here, they all know my drink. So they just get one of a drink and they all know what I have.
Of course they do.
When you're the mayor of Side Lake. See, I started out as the mayor of South Sturgeon and self-proclaimed, of course, and nobody said anything. So I thought, I'm going to just elevate myself automatically to be the mayor of Side Lake. And nobody said a word, so what the heck?
There you go.
That's what you have to do. Just keep on going up. Who knows where I'll go next?
Yeah. All right. Well, Moni, you made our day, man. We really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you so much. The next time, when I come over there, I'll stop in and see you.
Okay.
Please do.
A treat or something. when I go to the Forest Lake. How's that?
That sounds great.
I'll come and see you.
Okay.
Bye, Thanks Mona. For having me on the air.
You're welcome. You can you can find more information and get Mona's new cookbook called Let's Party at monascookbooks.com. She'll be in Grand Rapids at the Forest Lake Restaurant coming up this Wednesday from 11 to 1 and at the Village Bookstore Friday, September 6th. I knew she'd know about the corn.
Oh, my gosh.
I wonder what cocktail goes well with corn.
Hop up on this couch and bring that smear note.